You might come to these soon. So that's why, if you said you can't do any Hakadah's Dam, you can't do bloodletting, even though bloodletting is, will never do a mum to his behemoth. He's got a costume, he's got a shaykhah to. But nevertheless, we're worried, the Yehuda was worried that he might lose his cool and do a mum. Yeah, he said, Rashi says it's so my Rafka Kain, right? Rashi the top of Ahmed Beish. I saw yesterday, the Yashiv wants to extend the author to his soul that has to look after his animal after 30 days. Then is, if you had a Bechoy and you kept it to you for more than 30 days, and then you have to look after it for the first 30 days. He extends it to that as well. He extends it to his soul, and you have to understand why the soul is not so involved about it. But Rashi passes on here saying, okay, that's the Chash of the Kain. And the Nekudah, which was raised at the end of yesterday, Ron's Nekudah, the way we understood it, is that rather we find that Chazal makes this. Rather we find that Chazal makes this out of concern that you come to do it too. So, why is this Gemara saying, hey, how can it be that if you just said you can't make a mum, you can't do bloodletting because you might make a mum? That doesn't fit in with his opinion that if a person's bothered, he's not going to come too soon. Everyone else, that we definitely know that the Chazal make Yisurim and Zeris. An example, of course, the classic one is Muktzah, that you're not allowed to carry Muktzah items. Why? Because you might come to carry outside, even though it's on the Shabbos, and then Shabbos is a Chol, but we're worried you're going to come to carry outside. So how do we know you make Zeris? So why is it that the Gemara is asking, how can it be that Rabbi Yehuda said that you're not allowed to bloodlet because you might come to make a move? Why not? So it's a good question, if that's what your question was. And Me'arik, he asked this in Sefer Tal Seria. He asked, he said, rather we find thousands of Zeris that Chazal make. There's no shortage of Zeris that Chazal make. If I understood correctly his text, it's a long thing and he doesn't leave it completely resolved. But if I understood it correctly, and maybe I'll adapt it slightly, there are some things that Chazal knew that the only reason why a person might come and transgress it is because he wants to eat, because he's got a taiva to eat. There are some Yisurim that's the only reason for concern. The only reason for concern is that. For instance, Muktzah, that's something to do with eating. It's right, you might come to carry outside. Yeah, in a family, a person might come to carry outside, you have to make it clear. But the Sami Surah, in which the only reason why a person might be Nixal in it is because he's got a passion to eat, because he's got a time to eat. That's the only reason why. That's what some Sami Surah are. If that's the reason why they were making there, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm not conscious for that. Or Rabbi Yehuda said, in Chomet, I am chayshish for that. If that's the reason why, the only reason why a person would be nisha is because he might come to eat, he's got a taiva to eat, so if Yehuda's concerned for such a thing, that's what we saw in our Gemara, in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Yehuda said you can't do because Chomet after Shas, after Zman Isra. Now there's no reason to assume that a person would be nichshal in eating chametz, if not for the fact the person got a cheshek and a taiva to eat chametz. So Meila says, I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned the person might come to eat because he's got a passion, because he's got a taiva for it. So now that's where the Gemara is saying, discussing, is that true? Because we see by chodosh, also we see a person might be nichshal. And if it is not concerned about it, why is he not concerned? Because the person, we're not concerned that since he's got a tithe he's going to do it. A person will control himself. If that's the only reason why a person would be nixal, then it is not concerned. So the Gemara answered that, yeah, there's a difference between bottle and not bottle. Then the Gemara asks by tying the rope of the dli, right? As you see, what do we see from there? We saw the Pilhamad. Now you see, Rabbi Yehuda was worried about tying the rope. That's the Pilhamad. He said, you can't make a boat. Right? You can't make a boat. So you see, he was worried about tying the rope. This is where Me'arik speaks out his Nakuda. So the Gemara is asking a question. Why is he worried about tying the bow? We thought, because he's worried that he might come to tie the knot. So how does that fit in with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that he's actually worried he'll come to eat it? So Me'arik writes, and that's it for Talbot, he writes that the Zirk of the Gemara understood that the only time we're concerned about making a bow, in the Habamina, was only in a case of the Dili Shemistak. That's the only time Rabbi Yehuda said you can't make a bow. Rabbi Yehuda allows you to make a bow for other things. If you want to do your shoes up, you can make a bow. It'd be the Habamina, an Aniva. If you have them in the Gemara, if you have them in the Gemara, if you want to do an aniva for your shoes, bavakasha. The only time he doesn't allow it is because of a bucket. Why? Because since by a bucket the person so much wants to drink the water, there he's concerned the person might come to tie a knot. There he's concerned the person will want to make that bucket that much firmer and not a risk of the bucket falling into the bear and he won't be able to get his water. There is a concern. So the only time Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about that he might come to be Oben Issa is because there's a passion to eat, because there's something that you want to eat, you have a drive to eat that water, you want to eat that water. So that's the seer to our Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, my father, told us that you don't need to be concerned that a person, because he needs to eat, that he's going to come to be over Israel. If that's the only reason why a person will be over Israel, you don't need to be concerned about it. And yet, the Gemara says, the Gemara said, you can't make a bow. So which the Gemara answers, no, you may be misunderstood. The reason why the Gemara said you can't make a bow is not anything to do with the belief because you want the water. If it holds, then Aniva itself is the Kesha. Aniva is the Kesha, and that's why it's awesome. So in a nutshell, what the Me'arik is saying is you have to know each Kedera, what's the story. What is the concern? Why were Chazal worried that you might come to be open? Now you're right, there's certain days, so Chazal means days, because they knew you'll come to be open Islam. So of course, the example we spoke about was Musa, they asked Musa. If I have a question, why did they ask Musa, I Shabbos, your bottom and his chomel? No, because they're worried you're going to be open Israel. There are some Israel where the only reason a person would be in Israel is because Chazal understood that he wants very much to eat. And therefore, he'll be Nisha. And those Yisurim, Rabbi Yehuda said, if you're Bodil, if it's Chomo, Shabbos Chomo, then you don't need to be worried about that concern. Okay?
The bottom line is saying that not all pairs are equivalent, and each one has a different reason, and you can't just say it's a Kodeshish and make this there, and therefore he's a Kodeshish.
He can't say because he doesn't make this, because he doesn't make this today, he won't make another day. But we can see if the reason for the Kodeshish was had some concern that he might come to eat, then Rabbi Yehuda wasn't concerned about that.
But he would agree that he can't. From the fact that he isn't concerned about coming to eat, you can't infer from that on the concern of you might come to an issue or not, right? It's two separate subjects. Right.
If the concern is, if the reason why we're worried that you're going to be over is because this guy is desperate to eat something, then the Rebbe said that concern is only to be concerned about if it's bodil or if it's chomer, if Shabbos is chomer. Right?
Yeah, but you can't make hakakasha on whether Rabbi Yehuda makes it doesn't make it there by tying knots with that.
That's what we're saying. Tying knot, the only reason he made the Gzeira, because we understood in the Hakam of the Gemara, the only reason why he uttered making a knot, the only case he talks about in Shas is by Dili. Vaivakya. So why is he talking about today? Because other places he's not concerned about. That means he's not concerned about that if he ties the bow, he might automatically tie a knot. That wasn't a concern. So why is there a concern here? Because here there was a water that he wants to drink. That's where the concern is. He might lose himself and tie a knot in order to make sure he can get his water. So that's a serious rebuke. Because the Buddha said, if the only reason why you're concerned is because you've come to eat, then if it's common, if it's bothered, if it's extra, then you leave, we're not concerned about that.
Oh, you just mentioned the point that you clarified before. The reason for the belief that in order to get water, in order to get drink, because they have to eat, but it relates to the previous
case. That's what we're saying. The only time Rebuda, the Gemara talks about amoeba in Rebuda is by a bucket. That means the Gemara understood that the reason why amoeba is also is not because of the water you're going to stump tie knots. When you do your shoes, it's fine. It's only when you're with water, because the water, otherwise your bucket will fall in the air and you won't get your water, and if you've got this passion for drinking, that's where Rebuda offers it. So that's all the Gemara is asking. It's a serious good that says by Chodesh it's okay, because you don't have to be worried. Or by the Shfefer, so basically you don't have to be worried. If the only reason a person is going to be nipped out of it, because the eating is only to be worried about.
So if we see theoretically the Rebuda passing by, this kind of thing is pretty in which Rabbi Yehuda, we see there is a potential case there that you might end up coming to the kisser. And let's say that theoretical case Rabbi Yehuda was not kosher for this kisser or doing some sort of kisser. Unrelated to that. Kisser.
Moksha.
Let's say in that case he's not kosher, he doesn't make a kisser. So he wouldn't be able to ask a question of Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda, what happened by accommodation? How come I come if you are a Polish and here by the book, but you're not? You wouldn't be able to ask that because they're unrelated topics. The only reason why you can ask a kasha by the belief is that there is related to food. It is related to fact. God.
That is what Meharik answers. So, that's what he speaks there. If we take it a bit further past to understand the Hemshech of the Gemara, so we're talking about Rabbi Bukhoy. Rabbi Bukhoy says he didn't allow them to do a mum, a bloodlet, because you might come to make a mum. Yeah, you can't bloodlet because you might come to make a mum. So, the Gemara has a question on Rabbi Yehuda. How can Rabbi Yehuda tell me that you can't do it? You're bothered. You keep away from it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, just like he's Matzah Chodosh, he should Matzah also, should allow you to do bloodletting on an animal, on a Bechor. That was the Gemara's kasha. If we take this further, he doesn't speak at this point, but if we take it further, we have to say the same type of idea. And when it comes to a Bechor, there's no reason to assume a person would make any mum on a Bechor. There's no reason to assume that whatsoever. Bechor, it's so common, there's no reason to assume that. The only reason why it possibly could be why Rabbi Yehuda was after this, what we thought in the Havanina, is because since he wants this animal to eat, therefore he can lose himself. And then he might make a mum. But otherwise there's no concern in the world the person will make a mum on a Bechor. It's only because if this animal dies, he loses his meat. That's where the concern is that a person might be nichshal in another. So that Gemara is saying this is the shit is Rebuda. Rebuda told us Chodosh, you're not worried about it. Because since he's gone, since the person's keep away from it, they're not concerned that since he wants to eat, he'll be over it. Because they're not concerned with such a thing. So to him, we shouldn't be concerned that since he wants to eat the Bechor, he'll be over on making him more. That was the Havman of the Gemara. Yeah, the Havman of the Gemara was that the reason why Rebuda asked you to make a Moshe bloodlet is because you might. Because you want to eat, you might make a mum in the lips or in the ear, wherever the places are which make a mum. And that's the serious of Chodosh. Which the Gemara answered, no, that wasn't the reason of Rebuda. The reason was because he's bald, because he's perturbed, he's worried, he's lost his equanimity, and that's why he'll lose himself and he'll go with and make a mum. Okay, so as a sikkum, to answer Abraham's question of yesterday. Abraham asked the question that How can we compare Itzurim? How can we compare Gzeris? If Yehuda said it's true by Chodosh, he wasn't Geza, it's true by Chometz, he was Geza, then we definitely know there's Gzeris which Chazal make, and maybe by Bechor, or by the string of the bucket, there Yehuda was Geza. How can you compare all the cases together? How do we know exactly when not? So we're saying a mahalat that goes through the sugya, that you have to know why Chazal made the gzeir. That's what you have to know. You really have to work behind the sugya. Why did Chazal make the gzeir? In all these cases that we're talking about, the concern is that a person might be over Issa because he wants to eat the food, or because he wants to drink water. That's the reason why Chazal would have made that gzeir. So you can't involve yourself in chodos because you might come to eat it. You can't tie the string to the bucket because you can't tie it with a bow because you might come to tie a knot. Why? Because you want to drink the water and you're worried you won't be able to drink the water otherwise. You can't make a bloodlet. You can't bloodlet the animal. Why? Because since you so much want to eat this food, you might lose yourself and make your mum as well. In all those cases, the reason why Chazal made the gzeira was because there's a certain intahara to eat the food and a person will therefore lose himself for it. And if you just said, don't be concerned about that, that's not a concern you have to worry about. You don't need to be concerned that a person will come to eat. Apart from chametz, because you're not bothered. But basically, where you're bothered, you do not need to be concerned about it. So the Gemara asks, what do you do with the string by the bucket? Where there he is concerned. What do you do by the bloodletting? Where there he is concerned. And in each one of these cases, the Gemara answers them, no, you misunderstood. We have used the bare metals, you don't need to be concerned about. You don't need to be concerned. There's no concern whatsoever. The person can be nishtan and eat the purely because he wants to eat the food. No such concern. So what is the reason? Each one's got their own reason. Why can't you tie a bow on a bucket? Because it's a knot. Why can't you bloodlet? Because Adam bow away from the money. Each one's got its reason. A different reason why you can do that after the end of the day. Stay healthy.
Great. It sounds like sometimes that Rabbi Huda, or the Pachamu, or Rabbi Huda, or whoever the argument is about, will view the way Chazal, the reasons for Chazal doing that differently.
You have to find the case that you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why one might say more than one that
is not. Yeah, you have to find out you have to find if you've got such a case. It could be, but it's very not gishmak. It's not gishmak that it should be like that, but it could be.
So then we struggle with, okay, then he says not to that. What about like the monetary loss? The other times that will make him look or that will think he's those are the ways of getting out of it.
Right, I mean, the essay by Chodosh. The Buddha says, I'm not, or the Chachamim said, I am concerned that you come to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a man, it's not that you laugh, I allow it. Yeah.
But
the Buddha,
he's saying that
it's
also
the season. Right, the Buddha also did. The Buddha said, I'm a legation, right? But you can be grateful. So you're also, now you're right, you don't have to generally, bottle means that you can be pretty sure that he won't come to eat, but we don't want to rely on it unless there's a mockum hestus. Right, that's wrong. Why are we worried you'll come to eat it? I mean, this is the right is harvesting or eating the chodosh. There's two possible Yisurim, right? So why are we not concerned he might come to eat the chodosh? So says Rabbi Yehuda, I actually am concerned, and that's why lo yigoyishim. So why was I not used to harvest? Because there's a makanesh that allowed you to harvest. Yeah? There's an Yisurim right to eat the chodosh. That's the concern that you come to. Okay, share for the order of the wrongs. So where are we holding? Omino, we're up to now, fourth line down on Yud Aleph Amid Beit. Omino, Levi Yudha Adam Baal Amamoyne. Do we say, a contributor, Adam Baal Amamoyne? Remember, we just explained the reason why Yudha said you can't bloodlet is because Adam Baal, a person when it comes to financial loss, tremendous financial loss, he loses himself. So if Rebbe Gemara was none, did Rebbe really hold that? Was none, it says in the Mishnah, He built an email. Ein mekar drin habehema b'yontif. He really said, you can't be mekader the behema on yontif. To explain what's mekader, the Gemara is going to explain in a minute. The behema is talking about an animal that's got mud or something caked to it, and it's causing it a lot of distress. And the way to get rid of this mud is to comb off the mud with a comb. So you can't use a comb that is called mekader. You can't use a comb because it makes the chabur. Other mekarts of him. But you can use a different type of comb called a kartif. So we must explain which one's which. But you can't do this and you can't do that. The Chachamim say, a mekadim, af a mekartim. Chachamim say you can't do it at all. You can't comb at all. Not the big one, not the kador, and not the karas. Can't do either. So one thing, what are these before we try and work out what's going on? The Tani says in the Braita, Ezu kidu, Ezu kasif. What is kidu or kasif? Says the Gemara, kidu is chitanim, Vaisa chabura. Kidu means a fine tooth comb. If you comb your animal, you'll be making a wound. But a kirtzuf is gedolim ve'ein oisim chabur. Kirtzuf is a thick tooth comb, which therefore won't make a chabur, and therefore he allowed you to do it. So what's the kasha? What do we see here? We see here that a person is worried about his animal dying, and if you know it's very relaxed and says, don't worry, you can use a thick comb. You can use a thick tooth comb. Don't worry about it. Chom said no, but it really said you can.
So
that might be the terrorist, but the moment we understood is suffering. You're right, not dying, mommy, but a tremendous suffering. And you see, Rebuda wasn't concerned about it. So have that fit in with Rebuda's saying you can't bloodlet, because although there's no real concern that a person will make a wound, but because it happens to be a bowl, because a person's worried about his financial loss, a person loses himself. But you see, here he wasn't concerned about that. Here he didn't mind the person combing with a thick comb. We don't say, well, a person will get lost and then use a thin comb in order to alleviate the pain. So that's the Gemara. Hossam, Esav Kale, Mais. Hossam, where's Hossam? There, where's there?
In the case of the
Bukhari, right. Also in the case of the Bukhari, the Shavikle, if you leave it, might, the animal will die. So we've got a critically ill animal, something we have to deal with. Aminon Adam Bahu Al Mamoyah. There we say a person is very concerned. The Hacha, the Shavikle, here, if he leaves it, Sarah Ba'alma Hu. It's just simple pain, and therefore there's no concern. We don't say Adam Bol Amamoni in that case. So what do we say there? There we don't say Adam Bol Amamoni. Why? Because since it's only a bit of pain, and he's not going to die, doesn't lose himself. Oh, great question. Great question. Now we have a question on the Chachamim. Yeah, question on the Chachamim. Why is it that the Gemara before on the Chachamim said, you can bloodlet? And even though the animal's going to die, you can bloodlet. And here, the Chachamim say, you can't kill them at all, not this or that, because they're worried that you're going to get mixed up. Right?
The person is going to be.
Nachon, that's the answer. The answer is that the Chachamim by mitzvah, by the animal dying, they knew we have no choice. We have to allow something, because otherwise he himself will just say, I'm going to do it anyway, and then he'll do it in the place that doesn't move. So they say, better give clear guidelines in order to prevent you being mishap. I say, ain't it, when he is not going to die, so there the person's not so lost. So we tell you better to clear off. Don't do anything, because then since we're worried that you might come to do the Issa, best that he don't do anything. Or you're going to say, no, maybe then he'll do it because he's so losing himself, he'll do it anyway. No, it's not such a risk. It's not such a risk, and therefore, because I'll say in this case, don't touch it. You might use a kiddo, a fine tooth comb. Yeah.
And there's no problem with that other than the fact that you make bruises.
Right. Right.
And we're not talking about stuff from bruising by a cold or by any animal to jump.
Right. Uh-huh. Very good. So far, all correct. So maybe that's the answer. So you see here, this is, I remember we learned this in Hilchos Tamei Lachemish in the Gemara a lot. So Kumfeld, he was sitting with us, he was telling us, how much you see how Chazal are weighing everything up. If the Gemara sits with Chachamim, Chachamim says, you know what, since this is such a situation of financial loss, we realize if we give you any guidelines, if we forbid you to do anything, then you'll do, you won't listen, and you'll do also something to offer. So better to give you guidelines. And if you give you guidelines, something will work. I think when it comes to something that's not so bold, then Chazal say, we don't give you any guidelines, you don't have to do it at all. Why? Because they realize that person would be able to overcome it. And Adrian, if he would give you guidelines, there's a concern, he might come to do more. That's it in Rabban. If you do this other way around, if you do the whole, that since the person's so bold, we're worried that he won't be able to overcome it. If we give you good guidelines, he will he'll break them and he'll do other work. So better to send you clear away. That's why the bloodletting. But when it's not such a financial loss, then other Rabbi felt we can give you guidelines and you'll keep to the guidelines. And therefore, you should use a kiddur and not a kirtz. Yeah, Nachon. Says Rashi. Mekavin is ashtarilid. So those of you that know French know it means a thick tooth comb. Mekavin, kedavashinon, like we're going to explain, bekli, it's a kli, shashinov, gathlis. So Mekavin was a thin tooth comb. Kli, shashinov, gathlis, it's thick, a thick teeth. Vein oisin chaburo, it doesn't make a chaburo, it doesn't make a wound. What's the problem if it makes a wound? The choyvel b'bani chayim av melochi. The choyvel on an animal is av melocha. Which av melocha? Sheikhets. According to the Rambam, choyvel is dosh. That's machlekes yishayim. What is the melocha of choyvel? But according to most yishayim, it's sheikhets. So, we're worried you'll come to do that.
He
doesn't want to eat because he can't shed it on his own. Yeah, it's a good aura. But here he's not doing it for shkita. He's not doing it for shkita. Yeah. It's still a good aura. Maybe no one else was yomtiv, it's a very good aura. Tony Mir. So it does say, Tony Mir, Abu Makatsavim, you are allowed to do kyutsu. Alma, you see, like God now, me touch the other bowl, since the person is so bohul, he's sorry to lay kyutsuf. If we allow him to do kyutsuf of his kiddur, he will do kiddur as well. Why? We're not chashish for that. Fish atit makhish is a behema. The tit, we're not worried, the fish atit makhish is a behema, that since the tit weakens the behema mitzara and causes it pain, that a person will lose his cool and it'll be over in Issa. We're not concerned about that.
How does the tit makhish?
It does.
How?
Because it dries up on the animal and it causes it pain. And pain weakens the person. No. Pain, person suffering pain, weakens him. That's why people are sick go to bed. Because something painful weakens the person. So it's the same with animals. It's dried out muscle. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, It does. If it causes pain.
Well, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, why would the animals want to scratch his back? Because it bothers him. No, I understand. So, okay. All right.
The problem is just spray the animal
off with the hose. Okay, so says the Gemara. So that's not the Gemara, so he's not boiling in that case. Now the Gemara finishes off. Well, Maishna got be killed, before that, slightly. Rabbi Yehuda. We've got a question on Rabbi Yehuda. Maishna got be chomet, the gozar, or Maishna got be killed, the loy gozar. Why is it? By chomet, he is gozar. And by Kitzov, he's not Gezer. Why is it? By Chametz, he says you can't, because you might come to eat it. And by Kitzov, he says you can, and we're not concerned that a person becomes an Issa because he wants to come to eat the meat. Right? And so down to the Gemara, Lechem Belechem Michlis. A person can get mixed up between different types of bread, and therefore, if he allows you to have this bread, if we allow you to handle bread, you might come to eat the bread. That's ancient to eat chametz.
It's not in
the
with
before. Very good question. But a person doesn't, if he knows, you can have a thick coat and he's not going to use the thin coat. Okay, so that was the one. So there's two issues here. Number one is boil. If your good is worried about boil, then you should be worried anyway. Shouldn't allow you to use the kilter because you might come to use the kilter. And that's one or another or is forget about boil. There's another kasha. Now how can we resolve this with the matzah? By matzah, bedikas chametz, he says you can't do bedikas chametz because you might come to eat the chametz. And here he says you have no problem, you can curb your animal, there's no concern that you might come to use the fine tooth comb in order to be able, I'm adding this, in order to be able to make sure you be able to eat your animal. This was the cast on the last cast of the Gemara, to which the Gemara says, no, you know why Bet Chomet makes this mistake, because Bet Chomet, what do you have? You have, I'm eating some bread, and now I've got this Chomet, so I can't make a mistake, just like I can eat this bread, so I can eat that bread as well, and you'll eat it. But thinking, hey, I know clearly I'm only that kibble, I'm not going to come to eat kibble. Fits in well with what Rabbi Yehuda told us, but in kibble we're not concerned, the chalal, that person will come to eat, because since I know I can't eat. And the only reason my chomet is mushroom is because I can eat them, and I think this. And then I might come to eat that. Oh!
It's a huge question around
Rabbi Yehuda,
and why?
So, great Yossi! What's Yossi's question?
Yeah.
On Erev Pesach, you don't have to have any mushroom, says Yossi.
You can't have mushroom, you can't have chomet, so you can't eat
any of the air. Right, so why should you be concerned you're going to come to eat the chomet, right? So, first of all, are you so sure you're right? Can have matzah here, taste as we learned. Taste this of the first taste of the damaged socket.
It's better.
So first of all, it's not so true. If you have good smell the bread, the matzah, it looks pretty much like pizza. I want some advert about it. What's going on here? It's like the mom is eating pizza. I have to start. Of course, it's made with full cash of the faces and stuff. Saudi Testament. Very second stage of faith. Told us you're allowed to have matashir. So that's the simple answer for your question. So you are allowed matashir and you will be eating matashir. That's why it says, stop the mincha, you shouldn't have a meal. It means before that you can have a meal. So Mela says, if you're the since you're at the Matashia, we're concerned you're going to be therefore having also chomet. I'm thinking, Kitzel said, I'm talking quite clearly what you're allowed to take. Well, not, and therefore there's no concern. But, you could have asked a different question. Now here, to ask this question, it needs to be, if you would ask this question, it means that you've really got the whole Gemara from beginning to end clear. We said that if we're concerned you'll put it in your mouth, unless you're boggled, then we're not concerned. But here, this is Kobe, person not bottled from Kobe, and Matza, person not bottled, so they're both the same. And Yehuda was concerned that he might end up eating it. So why was he not concerned here as well? Because he might come to the kids and all the dreams to eat it. Both cases not bottled. So as much as you're not bottled, you shouldn't be concerned about it.
Both cases you are not
bottled. And so should be concerned, as much as the good is worried about my comment, he should be worried about here as well.
But it's not
so easy,
right?
That's not good at all. Right. I'm saying, since it's so similar to other breads, and you're not bottled, so therefore we're concerned you'll come to eat it. Mashinchados is very similar to other flour, right? But since you're bothered, you're not going to come to eat it. Right.
But here, even though it's not bottled, but you're not going to come to eat the cow, or the word mud, right? There's nothing to come to eat. Whereas in the other cases, and all the other previous four cases, all that's to do was, we're drinking. Nothing.
This is, it goes into Rav Avraham's question a bit, which is the message. I added this point of that you're going to come to eat in order to help Rav Avraham somewhat. I mean, this animal is an animal that you're worried that might suffer, and therefore you won't be able to shepherd and eat it properly. I don't know. And that's the aura based on Rav Avraham's question. It's true. It doesn't seem so well at the end of this Gemara. Rav Avraham's question. We were staying in Kutra Me'arik. Very concerned because you might come to eat it. Where are you going to come to eat it? No, but there's a question in the Gemara itself. If you do a quick chazor of the Gemara, let me ask you a quick question. Why was the Yehuda not concerned that a person might come to take oil from this preferential beta?
Shabbos
is so chomet, it's bodil. Mashen gin chomet, no bodil. Now what's the Gemara's question here? The Gemara's question is, how can we allow you to comb it? You're allowed to comb it, why are you not worried you get carried away? Shlicha, here's Yomdav. Yomdav is bodil. Just like we said before, I'm like, so you can think of Shafer, Shabbat, you don't have to be concerned. So why? Why? Because Shabbos is so chomet, a person will, stay away from it. If so, Yomdav is what? So this goes, actually, I didn't have this question, but it was a sign to me that I wasn't saying that I'm being wrong. Because if I was, it should kick out, and that's what comes out.
Why is this still a good lesson?
Why did you also want to do
this? No, this is all. So Yossi's had this question, he has an answer. He says that Yossi, the true Shabbos is very chomo, but Yossi is not so chomo. Why is Yossi not so chomo? So you see how I have to do things, therefore, not so common.
I mean,
you're
allowed
to eat certain things you're allowed to do, therefore, it doesn't think the own trees are such. Why not? Oh, very good.
No.
If it's a situation of Tanisha, you're right. If it's a situation of Tanisha, we're talking about a case where you're not doing your face with his hair. If it's a face of hair, then you're right. Confidence.
Well, I thought the whole animal's free. That's why it's getting the nice part of it. It's kicking on the hair and pulling the hair.
Right. We have to say, in some cases, there's no hair there. Because it would be, right, there's a problem of putting out, which is a secretion. So anyway, ask that. We don't need to come on Chabur, then it's wrong because of Goyim. So, very good. A comb is a klish and an achleleza, which you're allowed to use to serve good for your makomi. You're allowed to use it to make use of it. So if I, for instance, have a comb which is used to comb your hair, so it's a klish and achleleza because it pulls out hair. But if I want to use it as a to keep the page in place where I'm holding in the page, then you can. Yeah. Well, not on Yom Kippur. I almost know for that, but that's why I said that. Right. Okay. Very good. Okay. So that's the Gemara. there is, we don't normally do it. So I can't hold myself back. There is a Kiva Igni on the side of the page. There are such a Posse Kassang. It is a Tzurf in Golden. A really Posse Kassang. He said, what's the concern here? He's coming, and what's going to happen?
Bruce.
And a bruise. Did he have Kavana for that bruise?
No.
So it's a Dovah saying in the sky. Something which you don't have Kavana for. What's that of a Dovah saying in the sky on Shabbat? On Yom Tov? Dovah saying in the sky is Mutzah comes with Shimon. And that's how we pass it. And if even it comes to the one who holds the Dovah, which is Reb Yudah actually, we're talking Reb Yudah, it's only Otham Midr Abonah. It's not Issa Tov. It's only Issa Midr Abonah. So if I would do I'm putting a bench and it makes a charit, it makes it a groove, and it wasn't a secret, it just might do it, then according to we hold it allowed, you're allowed to do such a thing, and according to you cannot do it, but not minatay, only the rabbon. So he asked once the Pasuk Kasa, Rav Yehuda says, by chomet, you can't do the Zikas chomet, because what's the concern? So you might come to eat it. If you eat it, what happens? Even into the raisa. So of course, Rav Yehuda is concerned about it. Here, what do we want to say? Rav Yehuda, how can Rav Yehuda allow you to use a thick comb? Maybe use a fine comb. You know, and if you do, you'll make a wound. And if you do, you'll be even into the rabbanon. Well, who said Rav Yehuda makes it fair? But it's the rabbanon. Who said Rav Yehuda goes so far? Rav Yehuda's only worried about concern. You'll come to even into the raisa. You're worried that you might come to eat the chametz, eat the chodosh, kibbutz, all these are through the Eitzah. Say that to you, it makes you serious. But for Dovah She'im Iskam, which at best is the Menach to Abonon, me or me, who says if you're concerned about it, how could the Gemara ask such a question? He leaves it, the Tzorach in Godi. And then, the biggest chiddush of all, Achazem Atzofi, you come inside the Gemara, you can see the last line, Achazem Atzofi, Be'ezet Hashem Yisbarach, afterwards, after he wrote this, he found Shehitzukin, Betaitis Ishtonim, Betaitis Atzis Kasha, Tetis Ishtonim Atzis Kasha, and Yomo, Tavlamed Dalet, Amen Beis. The chiddush of her is, there are two eager, and I didn't know this place to shop before he wrote it. I don't know. I don't shop at night. But there's a chanan to a casual place to be shopping, and you're not. I'm just going to say, I'm done with it. It's a very strong question. How can we compare? Of course, if you're concerned about it, so they're right, they're fine, they should do it. It's a good funnel. Why should we be concerned about that? A good question. So, we have one last place that's on the studio, and then we can... You can check it out. I think I looked at it. Okay, very small places. We have run out of time, but we want to finish off. Remember, this was the Gemara was saying, how could the builder allow you? How could the builder say you can't do bloodletting? According to the rules, the builder by bottle wasn't worried about it. He should have allowed bloodletting. So the Gemara only asked the builder. They didn't ask on the Rabbanon how could they allow you to do bloodletting. Rabbanon always held that we're worried that you'll come to eat chodosh. We don't allow you to grind the flour. So how could it be that they were not worried here about the bloodletting? So we spoke these places out. The last place is on the page. Remeir loy goza loy osala. Actually, we didn't ask the customer on the steer. Remeir delel. Now what would be a customer? Delel goza gaber chodosh. Regarding chodosh, he said you can't grind the flour. We got a bechor, you know, it goes down by the bechor, you know, it's a bloodlet. He's not concerned. Why? The mefeir calls for him, does him, Tanya, because this little father Kasha, how do I know Remeir allows it? Because it looks, if you look in that Gemara there, Tanya says, Bechoy Shech has dam, and Bechoy that has his blood pressure, Makita loy, for Mokim Shech in Eitzim Eimum. You do allow him to bloodletting if it doesn't make a mum, Vibri Remeir, that's what Remeir holds. So why don't we ask to see in Remeir? Rebuilder says he can't. Mishum, his answer says the second last line, Mishum de Ikea de Shnuye, because we could simply answer, Shani Bechoy de Ikea Seder. By Bechoy, since it's financial loss, that we already learned earlier, the mayor said, Kuchin, you're not to harm it because it's a financial loss. So here as well, you're not to blood them because of financial loss. So that's what we spoke out when we learned the Sugya. Yes. So the question that why do we only ask the Steer and Rebuilder, and we'd ask the Steer and Rebuilder as well? Remember, by flower says, we don't allow you to make flour of course. You might come to eat it. And here Remember says you can blood this.
Why?
So how can we resolve this? Answer is, because Remember only said that you're not allowed to involve yourself in Isurim if there's no financial loss. But here, when there's a financial loss, you are allowed to.
When
we
practice
the
flour,
these are valid,
these are merchants, there's
a financial loss. No. That's all revach, it's all that, in order to make money, not to lose money. That was they only allowed you to do mecha chomemka, only things which are not Yisrael. And there's also there, it's just buying and selling. Buying and selling you're allowed to do.
So here also.
But here there's a concern you're going to come to eat. Which is a chash
terayim. Maybe the chash that they might not listen to the rabbi.
Okay. But Chazal says, but they could have listened.
That is here, no?
That was.
We see that the Chazal said, we're going to listen to us. So we're going to